KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 75 degrees, and we're looking for partly cloudy skies today. Warm and humid with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, a high of 94. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. There are some light showers to the south of Trainer, between Trainer and Silver City, and then near the I-29 corridor southeast of southwest of Glenwood this morning. Heavier showers way off into Nebraska. In the news, officials at the city of Clarinda have declared a boil advisory for water. That went in effect Sunday and affects only certain parts of the city as a precautionary measure after a water main break occurred early Sunday morning. The advisory affects residents of Clarinda from 15th to 18th Streets and from Washington to Vine. Crews sealed the brake lines Sunday afternoon, but a boil advisory remains in place until tests show there's no contamination of the water. Residents in the affected area should bring water to a rolling boil for 1 minute before being consumed or used for teeth brushing. Bottled water is, of course, an option. If you have any questions, you can contact Clarinda City Hall at 712-542-2136. The Iowa Board of Medical Examiners said in a press release last week that a 62-year-old Iowa licensed physician who formerly practiced family medicine in Exira has entered into a combined statement of charges and settlement agreement with the board. The board charged Dr. James Brock with failing to conform to the minimal standard of acceptable and prevailing practice of medicine when he failed to provide appropriate medical care to multiple patients in Exira between 2013 and 2016. On March 30th of 2004, Dr. Brock entered into a combined statement of charges, settlement agreement, and final order. The board at that time charged the doctor with inappropriately prescribing controlled substances to numerous patients and engaging in unprofessional conduct. The board suspended Dr. Brooks' Iowa license to practice medicine, ordered him to pay a $7,500 civil penalty, and required him to complete a clinical competency evaluation, mental health evaluation, and professional boundaries program prior to seeking reinstatement. On December 16th of 2004, the board reinstated Dr. Brooks' Iowa medical license and placed him on probation for a period of 5 years, subject to board monitoring. On February 24th of 2009, the board terminated the terms of probation. Under the terms of the June 2nd, 2017 combined statement of charges and settlement agreement, Dr. Brook voluntarily surrendered his Iowa medical license to resolve the matter. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest last night of 22-year-old Cody Benjamin Carroll Johnson of rural Stanton. Johnson was taken into custody just before 10:30 p.m. for domestic abuse, assault, and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. And at around 9:25 p.m. Sunday, deputies arrested 43-year-old Larry Lee Dawson of Hastings following a traffic stop on Highway 48. Dawson was taken into custody under the authority of a warrant, charging him with violation of probation on an original possession of controlled substance charge. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. An accident Sunday night in Red Oak resulted in a trio of citations being handed out. Red Oak police say 34-year-old Shea Kenneth Shrum of Red Oak was cited for having an invalid driver's license, no proof of insurance, and driving without a vehicle registration. Authorities say Shrum was attempting to park his 2001 Dodge Durango when the vehicle clipped the front bumper of a Kia Spectra, tearing the bumper off the car. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $2,500, while the SUV sustained $500 damage. That accident happened just before 9 p.m. on 7th Street in Red Oak. The driver of an SUV was arrested following an investigation that took place into an accident that took place Saturday morning. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 39-year-old Joshua Moan of Red Oak was taken into custody for driving while license suspended after the SUV he was driving hit the rear of a pickup that was being, or trailer that is, it was being pulled by a pickup. The accident happened on Highway 34 at around 7:30 a.m. just east of Avenue M Saturday. Authorities say the pickup, driven by 44-year-old Todd Drake of Nottoway, was pulling a Featherlite trailer owned by Nottoway Valley Feeders, and when Drake slowed for a flag person at the beginning of a construction zone, the trailer was struck by Moan's SUV, causing $3,000 damage to both the trailer and the Durango. Moan was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 bond for driving while suspended. There were no injuries reported. In the funeral announcements, William Ocker, age 69, of Linden, died Thursday at the VA Central Healthcare System in Des Moines. Graveside services for William Ocker will be today at 10 o'clock at the West Lynn Cemetery in rural Linden. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Marilyn Fox, age 68, of Harlan, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Marilyn Fox will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. William Bill Schrader, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Bill Schrader will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jim Anders Olson, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jim Olson will be today at 2:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Jolene Esther Kaufman, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Jolene Kaufman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Agnes Reisgard, age 83, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A mass of Christian burial for Agnes Reisgard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Orrin Ramsey, age 98, of Manning, died Friday at Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Orrin Ramsey will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. William Bill Frank True, age 85, of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Bill True will be held on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Irene Greer, age 91, of Harlan, died Saturday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Irene Greer will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. George Nelson, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Saturday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for George Nelson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Leonard Pesci, age 83, of Harlan, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial service for Leonard Pesci will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Joy Downing, age 85, of Adair, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Joy Downing will be this Saturday at 2:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.